This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Draven Fine, Code Red.
Code Red!
Everyone is here. Everyone is ready to go. Appreciate Code Red for being on time. It's nice to have a number four man be reliable.
Every time he's on time.
Every time. How are you today? Thumbs up from Code Red. Love to see you. He's always happy too.
Are you going to bounce back win in trivia? Hey, come on.
Cam, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Okay. Nice little Tuesday, getting into December. I just started like Christmas shopping and stuff, I think. I just realized that. I was like, oh, that's kind of coming up. Sometime
it's not
soon.
A Christmas shop, man. Why do we do this?
To spread cheer to people.
I'm just going
to
give people gift cards, man. Is that messed up if you just give everybody a gift card? It still counts. You can buy what you want. Gift cards are still, I feel like they'd probably be more in style nowadays, right?
To whom?
Family. Distant.
Your mom? No. What? Can't get your mom a gift card.
No, you got to be a little more personal.
If anything, I think mom would want the gift card more.
No.
No, they like the sentiment more than they like the actual gift.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty close with my parents, but I would have, like, I just sitting here right now trying to think of what to get them, I would have zero idea.
Yeah, you're not going to succeed, most likely, but you can't go gift card. That's just giving up. That's not even trying.
Well, that's just setting you up to fail, though.
Well, you're going
to
fail regardless.
That's what
exactly. You need to accept that. You're going to fail regardless.
And my parents are the ones that are like, also, ooh, why'd you give me a gift? Ooh, and then they're like, no, I ain't going to use it. They're going to be more mad that I got them something. There's not going to be that, oh, how sweet. It's more just like,
you got to find something useful. Give it your own little personal twist to it, and you're good.
If they're going to get mad at you for getting them a gift, they're going to get extra mad if the gift is just essentially cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sure you at least got to put some in.
Well, you can do that too.
What? When's the age?
What happened to wanting to be in the Christmas spirit?
Well, let me ask you guys this: when's the age cutoff? Because it was
for what?
Well, it was just kind of hey, show up to Christmas, not really expectations, as you know, kind of high school, even college level. It's kind of like, oh yeah, you didn't gotta get nobody gifts. You're a broke college kid. You're good. Just come up, show up, get your gifts, and get the hell out of here. You're good. Now it's kind of like I'm getting to the age where it's like, well, do I need to bring everybody a present? Do I get my little cousins a present? Do I get, you know, everybody else? Maybe a little
something. I only get immediate family, maybe grandparents, but outside of that.
I get my nephews and niece something, not cousins.
I don't really have any nephews.
Pretty close
nieces,
with my cousins, though. It's kind of like a pretty close bond there. You close with your distant cousins, close cousins?
I'm not close to any of my cousins, really.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, outside of just like normal cousin. Like, no, I wouldn't consider any of them like brother and sister or anything like that. Okay. Like, just cousins. I like them. If I saw them broken down on the side of the road, I'd go help them. if they text me and needed something, I'd try to help them. But we don't give each other gifts. But also, I come from a family of like 40 cousins. So, like,
jeez,
if I had to buy everybody a gift, it'd be,
yeah,
be pretty tough.
Hurt in the pockets.
Right.
I don't know a ton of people like outside of my immediate family, like in my family, like my cousins and stuff. Like I kind of know them, but like not well enough to like where I get them.
So you guys don't have big family gatherings for Christmas, where it's like
we do.
No, we do that, but we bring one gift. Just one gift.
Everyone, then you do like a swap.
Okay, so it's like you guys have it already kind of planned out.
Okay.
Yeah, like everyone. Well, I mean, no, but it's just like you know the games people play where you know you steal gifts. And,
yeah. Is it Secret White Santa? White Elephant. Dirty Santa.
Yeah, it's just different. It's got like 10 different names, but one person will bring a gift and you leave with something. That's what we do with like.
But
the
it's
cousins.
Pretty like neutral gifts, like something everybody could.
Yeah, for the most part, somewhere between like 25 and 40 bucks. Yeah. Like usually the biggest is just somebody bring like lottery tickets, and usually that's like what. Everyone ends up wanting. One time someone's going to win a bunch of money and everyone's going to get in a fight, but it hasn't happened yet.
One of these years.
Huh? Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. So, you know, I do think that you have to suck it up and buy your parents something.
I think once you have a job, like, you kind of got to get in there and start doing it.
You got to come to something for your parents.
It doesn't have to be a lot. It's, like I said, it's the sentiment's the biggest part. If it's something that's like personalized almost, like comes, like they're like, okay, yeah, this was Draven.
So good luck. 18 more days.
Oh, jeez.
This is just too much.
When
man.
You say it, it sounds even closer.
Christmas is too stressful.
I would be
that's
careful.
That's why I'm not in the holiday spirit. It's too stressful. I get too stressed out thinking about Christmas, man.
I'd be careful playing it down to the end as well, because dangerous game waiting on shipping this time of year, especially like, I mean, everyone who's done anything with FedEx knows that like FedEx has been really in trouble. So you're going to need to go ahead and get that taken care of.
Yep, sooner rather than later.
So good luck.
I got a nephew too. Probably should get him something, maybe.
How old is he?
Like two.
Nah. Oh, he's easy. You can just recycle something with you.
I want to get him a Cowboys jersey.
That seems expensive. That's for
that seems like way too much.
He'd wear it for a little bit. Get for a little bigger bit. On him. He'd wear it to like maybe 4 or 5.
I don't buy kids clothes because they always grow out of them.
Now, if you want to buy like something that he can grow into, like when he's like 4 or 5, maybe. But it seems like something I would just wait on.
Oh, he's that young?
He's two.
He's going to grow out that instantly.
My brother-in-law's a Titans fan, so we got to...
Oh, but he's not going to get
him. We got to get him when we got him. You know?
That'd be more
I
like
to make sure he falls in love with that star. Okay?
That'd be more like a gag gift, sure, like if you're just trying to upset your brother.
Not really, even more of a gag.
Or your brother-in-law.
I'd just be a Cowboys fan, to be honest.
Well, I know, but you're doing it mostly to upset your brother-in-law, I would say. Either way, you got 18 days. You got it all figured out, bro.
18 days.
And 18 days doesn't really count. 18
days, 18 days is a long time.
You can't really shop on Christmas either, so really 17 days.
Yeah.
17 days go by so quick.
And you don't want to be waiting on Christmas Eve as well. So
I'm going to do this all last minute. I already know. I'm the worst at procrastinating.
The IOU gift cards. It has gotten easier, at least on my end, because I don't really have to buy anything for my like stepbrother and stepsister anymore, because like... I got kids, so let's just kind of I just kind of spend the money on the kids instead. Yeah,
it's kind of.
I guess I get my sister or something. I don't know. I'm not that stressed about it.
I wish we could just go Christmas without exchanging gifts. The whole process
is just stupid. Maybe you should recommend
that.
Honestly,
though,
let's just not give gifts this year.
Let's just hang out. Let's just hang out and have a good time. That's the Christmas spirit, man. It's all about these damn presents.
Yeah.
You got to find something. You got to worry about if they're going to like it. You got to fake your reaction when you don't like it. Oh, that's just what
I'm pretty good at giving gifts, so I always know they'll like it.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Oh, no, I know.
Until you walk in the other room.
I know. I can give someone the randomest gift, and they still use it. I got my mom, like, one of those, like the pizza bags that, like, the pizza delivery person shows up to your door with. I gave her one of those once. She uses that all the time. It's the funniest thing to me. Yeah, because she likes cooking stuff. She likes cooking, like, she'll bake for people.
Yeah.
So she'll, like... make it, and then she'll carry it in the bag.
Oh, the big one? Like the big one?
Did you just steal this from the store when you worked there?
It was acquired legally.
Okay.
From the store I worked at.
Does that count as a gift? I don't know if that counts
she
as
uses
a gift.
It.
She uses it.
It's thoughtful. And she likes to cook and bake things and take people things.
I was like, you want
to
keep it warm.
Part of the gift, like how you got it too, just a little bit.
No. It's out of your hands now.
Either way. Oh, man, I just got to... email. All my Regal Club points are about to expire on the 27th. I'm going to have to start putting all these movies and just loading up on all the free snacks I can before all my points expire.
There's some decent ones coming out.
I know, but the 27th. Either way, okay. Here we go.
They always drop a ton around Christmas, so you're good.
Draven, you good?
Yep.
What's the story of the day?
My Patriots. Hey, you know, you guys can tell me now. You guys can wait till later in the show. You know, I hate how much I just hate. You know, just being told I was right. You know how much I hate that. John.
I don't necessarily.
I really do,
are you trying to rewrite history? Like, do I need to go back and get the audio?
Rewrite history in
August of you laughing
yesterday.
At me for saying the Patriots were going to be good? You said they were going to be bums. Mac Jones sucks.
I did not say bums. I said borderline.
There's no way
you said
they can win the division.
East.
There's no
I said
way
they're a little far fetched, John.
They're nowhere near the Buffalo Bills. Now you're trying to like psyop this into you being like a Patriots guy.
What? I can't change my mind. I don't have the right to change my mind in December. That was August.
You can change your. You can
four
change,
months ago.
You can change your mind, but you don't get to sit in here and act like you need some type of apology.
You can call me your like, Patriots now.
Yeah, you could come back and be like, you know what, John, you were right. I'm sorry to you, John, and good call. The Patriots are.
Says the guy that said, Bills are going
to
win. No doubt. Bills are going
to
win.
To be fair to myself, my my take was predicated on Friday about Mac Jones on the road, and I didn't realize he was going to throw three passes whenever I gave that take on Friday.
Yeah, so like, the winds were going to be like that.
That's fine and dandy. I don't – they're 7-0 on the road?
Might be 6-0.
I was going to say 7 road games seems like a lot through 13 games, but maybe, I guess. I guess it could be half their games. That, yeah, maybe. But either way, my take was I want to see him on the road against a good team. I don't think he could play good in that situation. He didn't have to last night. So, you know, I don't feel bad about my take on Friday that the Bills would win, because I still think the Bills should have won. Sean McDermott ought to be ashamed of himself. I don't know who's the bigger loser between Sean McDermott after the game last night being like, let's not give Belichick all the credit. Mm-hmm. Let's not give him credit because our average starting position was better. We made the red. We got into the red zone more and blah, blah, blah.
And you lost.
Then you have the defensive players getting mad that they were asked that whether or not they were embarrassed at letting the Patriots run for 200 yards.
They acted like they didn't do anything wrong. It's like you kind of got it ran down your throat. Kinda. I mean, yeah, 14 points, whatever, but.
I think the problem is like embarrassed. I think the word the guy used was what offended them. Ask if they're embarrassed, because they're like, you know, we gave up 14 points. They got good running backs. They ran the ball every damn play. Like, really, if you think about it, like, their total yards, they gave up less than 200, like, what, 50 yeah. total yards? Like, if I'm the defense, I'm like, I mean, kind of deal is just like, we scored, they gave up, they scored how many points? 14? AKA, our offense couldn't score 15 points?
I was going to say, sounds like a little thrown under the bus there, sure. Maybe.
And it seemed that way with McDermott, too, talking about, you know, let's not give all the credit to Belichick. We should have won this game. Basically, we were too sloppy. We dropped the ball. But the Bills, been asking why the hell they've been the AFC's darling all year.
It's a good question.
Josh Allen and doing dumb things reared its head last night. The fumble wasn't really his fault, but just the second to last drive they had when they missed a field goal, just taking that sack, you can't do that. Nah. Second and six, like.
And that's the problem with him. Like, first time he took the sack, second time he's able to break away, and he almost threw a touchdown pass on the 3rd and 14. It's like, one away, it's going to be a big player, a boo-boo, yeah. usually, and sometimes he gets himself in trouble. He's done that really a lot this year.
Well, those are on separate drives.
I'm just saying, yeah. he does it in kind of yeah. general. Like, you look at the Jacksonville game, he took so many bad sacks yep. in that game where he's just trying to do too much.
Yep. No, that's I mean, that's his problem. That's, again, I don't know if we remember. I just, not to, you know, belabor how smart I am.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, like I said, you know, Josh Allen, are we sure he's this good? And I believe my take was, are we sure he's not reckless anymore? Because, like, if Indianapolis falls on a fumble in that playoff game, they lose, and we're not yeah. praising Josh Allen. Like, he still did something stupid when it yeah. mattered. Like, he can be more accurate, but he's still reckless, and he's still dumb. Yeah. And, like, he has the athleticism that, you know, makes up for some of the dumb stuff he does. But last night, him getting sacked on 2nd and 6 cost him a field goal. And that, in turn, cost him the game.
Mm-hmm. And, like, reckless when you have the guy, he's their whole offense, too. That's the problem.
Yep.
They can't run the football. It's literally just Josh Allen running around making plays. And when you have a guy that's reckless, I mean, that's what's going to happen. You're going to lose a lot of games, games you shouldn't. And we've talked about it. I mean, how good are the Bills, man? Who have they beat? We've talked about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's rearing its ugly head. And by the way, this Bills, best defense in the NFL, maybe. This DVOA, number one. The good teams have ran it right down their throat. How many times now? How many times now? Like, this defense is overrated, man.
I mean, the Colts,
right down their throat.
Colts and Titans were pretty much the ones that bullied them, it feels like, though.
The Patriots, I mean, too, last night.
Yeah, no, but again, they scored 14 points. I'm not going to say the – I'm not blaming the Bills' defense for last night. Like, I didn't see the long first breakaway touchdown by Damian Harris. Like,
that
I saw
was
it.
Bad, but outside of that, they were solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one, but after that, like, when I was watching the game, like, they got the stops when they had to, like, yeah. like they said. I mean, like, they gave up 6 points.
Yeah,
after that first breakaway run, which I did not see. So if yeah. that was bad, then, you know.
Yeah, just wide open hole, and he was just okay. gone. Was yeah, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, I thought yeah. the defense played well enough. I thought Sean McDermott and Dabble should be, or Dable, however the hell you say his name, should be ashamed at the performance they had last mm-hmm. night. I will say, like, you know, Bill Belichick, you could say not to give him the credit, but he outcoached McDermott pretty extensively last night. Just simple things like, hey, it's 3rd and 5. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to run a quarterback sneak when they're not expecting it, get it to 4th and 1, then we're going to run another quarterback sneak, to which I do think Mac Jones got stopped yeah. on the 4th and 1
yeah.
sneak.
Yeah.
I think if they had rolled it short, they wouldn't have been able to overturn it. I thought he got stopped.
Yeah.
But if you're Sean McDermott, what the hell are you doing? Wasting a challenge.
Yeah,
that's not going to get overturned.
Wasteful. Yeah. Yep.
And then, of course, you need the timeouts at the end of the game. You waste another timeout at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And then comparatively speaking, you have second and six. You have Josh Allen. And you're doing some type of play action deep drop back that gets him sacked and you lose 15 yards instead of just like, hey, we need a touchdown here. It's second and six. I'm going to make you stop Josh Allen coming full speed at you three straight times.
Yep. Yep.
Either via sneak or just quarterback power. That's what we're going to do here. And let's see if we can stop it.
Quarterback power works. He broke on it, which I think it was more of a pass that he broke on that 20-yard run. But it works.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it enough. You can't throw it more than you run it in, what is it, 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts? Like, yeah. Come on.
Josh Allen threw the ball 30 times. Mac Jones threw it 3 times.
Yep. And Buffalo ran it 25 times.
Yep.
Threw it 5 more times in that kind of weather.
Like,
what did they think? Oh, man, Josh Allen, that strong arm, that wind's not going to affect him. With a guy that's not really been playing that great all year anyways, who's kind of struggled a little bit for the most part. A little disappointing. Nah, he'll be fine in this crazy weather. Against a good defense.
Their only touchdown came on a muff punt that gave them, you know, what, 15 yards to have to go.
Which was the closest muff punt I think I've ever seen in my life, where it grazed the helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they turn around and score, and that was their only touchdown. They only had one other scoring drive, and then the fourth quarter was just them getting close and not being able to score, either missing a field goal or getting stopped. The Bills ought to be ashamed of themselves. The Bills turn around and have to go to Tampa Bay. Next week.
Oh, yeah.
On a short week.
Could the Bills team not make the playoffs? If they lose to Tampa, 7-6, decent easy schedule. Got to play New England again.
So they got to go at New England. Here's the thing. They can either miss the playoffs or they can still win the division by beating New England.
Yeah.
Like if they.
How big that game is, the second one.
Like assuming the Patriots lose at least one more game, which I don't think the Patriots are going to run the table. Like I still don't come out here thinking they're great. Now they're 6-0 on the road and. You know, last night was really their first test, and they passed it. I don't know how that game goes without the swirling win, but either way, they won that game. They got to play at the Colts after a bye week on Saturday night. That'll be a really, really big game. At Indianapolis, the Colts probably be grasping, trying to stay alive for their division chances, but mostly trying to still get a wild card spot. And then the Patriots have to play the Bills, and then Jaguars and at Dolphins, so like... If you're the Bills, you pretty much have to beg the Colts to beat this team, assuming you lose to Tampa Bay next week. Which, Tampa Bay is a completely different team in Tampa.
Yep.
So, the Patriots did go a long way last night to winning that division and maybe locking up the one seed. I don't really want to have to go to Boston again for the AFC Championship, but I will if I have to. I don't really want to. I was really banking on the Bills winning last night, but Patriots gutted it out. And now there's a 10% chance that we get Patriots-Bucks in the Super Bowl. It's the most likely Super Bowl.
That happens, the NFL might be rigged. It might be rigged. By the way, I don't want people bashing Mac Jones. Yes, last night he did nothing. I don't care about last night. The whole entire season, though, I'm listening to another radio show, and they're talking about, oh, Mac Jones, he's done nothing, blah, blah, blah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Like, let's not forget Cam Newton was in this offense. He's pretty brutal. And I know Cam Newton's kind of shot. Like, let's give Mac Jones a little bit of credit. I think
for last night?
No, not for last night. Just for the whole season again.
I don't feel
again,
like,
the overall season.
I feel like Mac Jones has gotten plenty of credit. He's going to be Rookie of the Year. I feel like he's gotten a lot of praise.
Some people bashing him.
Well, yeah. You can find somebody saying anything. But I feel like Mac's been solid and done exactly what they asked. And sure, we're giving the credit to McDaniels, who's gained a lot of weight, and Bill Belichick, who, are game planning properly. But yeah, no, Mac Jones is accurate. Like, Cam Newton, 40% completion percentage is he's not accurate. So, Jones is doing what they're asking him to do. He didn't have to do much last night. I would have liked to have seen a game where he had to, show up and have a big moment. Maybe that'll be against Indianapolis
in two weeks. No weather in that game, at least.
Sure. And then, there'll be a rematch with the Bills in New England. That'll be a big game because if you're the Bills, you're clinging to the hope that that's your only division loss and that you will win the tiebreaker over the Patriots if you win in New England because you'll – split the head-to-head, and they have lost to Miami, which might cost them the division. But last night has to sting for everyone's preseason darlings, the class of the AFC, that I couldn't wrap my head around everyone being so in favor of. Damn Patriots.
They're back. Back like they never left.
Yeah. 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 And, was rooting for them. To be right, and maybe it's one of these situations where you got to be careful what you wish for.
A little regret on your part?
No, no. I, Again, I would rather have the AFC run through Nashville. I don't really want to have to go to New England for a late January game, but if that's what is called upon me, that's what I'll do. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Twitter writes in, how can a team in Buffalo be built without a strong run game? Late season or playoff weathers, and you're done. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, I don't understand how they have gone into another season with no run game. And I feel like they kind of had it a little bit better. Like during the beginning of the season, you thought, okay, maybe they are going to give the ball to Devin Singletary a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they've tried the committee approach. I mean, they signed Breida, and you're like, oh, maybe that speed would help that offense. But nope, they still haven't been able to run the football.
It's also just play calling, man. Again, it's just this whole obsession with Josh Allen. Like, they have to have Josh Allen throwing the ball over the field. Well, I don't get it. They treat some of these, like, screen passes and stuff as run plays, too. They've done that in the past. Yeah. It's just like they're so reliant on this guy, man.
I think they're just kind of used to it now because they haven't been able to run the football. So, like, our only hope is for Josh Allen to throw it. Honestly, I don't think the running backs are very good. I think Singletary and them are not very good. I think they've done a poor job of the running backs they've brought in. But
yeah,
and they've tried. I mean, to draft guys and invest guys. I mean, they spent a second round pick on Zach Moss.
I mean, Devin Singletary ran like a 4.76 or something at the combine. Like,
was he a? He wasn't first round, right?
No, I want to say he was second like third. Four for third, okay. Somewhere in there.
Draven, I'll accept your apology whenever you want to give it to me.
What the hell are you talking about?
I want an apology for
what?
Scoffing and laughing at me for saying the Patriots had a really good chance of winning this division in the offseason.
It is on this preseason board.
And you laughed at me.
I'll apologize when apologize.
Spent a whole episode calling me dumb, and I want you to apologize for calling me dumb for saying that Josh Allen overrated, going to regress. I had the turnover stats. You laughed about that.
I'm with you now. I told you about
it. Yeah, you're with me now. All. You're following now. I want an apology. I'm not going to go full Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark was really weird last night on Sports Center. Did you see that?
God?
I'm not going to say you need to repent for your sins. I'm not going to go that far. I'm not pulling a Ryan Clark and saying that all ye who ask for forgiveness shall be granted. Not going to say that. But I would like an apology because those are two takes that you really made fun of me for. Did your whole little over-the-top theatrics about how I'm stupid. I'd feel pretty confident, Code Red, if you went back and checked the audio, there'd be at least three. What are we talking about here? What are we doing?
Very impressive to me, by the way.
I think there'd be at least Great three. Impression. I think there'd be at least three there. Hmm. I mean, am I losing my mind here? Bill Belichick and a rookie quarterback?
That's not true, man.
I want an apology.
I said they were going to be good. I said they were going to be good.
You came around before the season that they would be good in a frisky, maybe playoff team.
Aren't they not?
You came around towards the end of the season that they might be a frisky wild card team, but you laughed at me. You ridiculed me for 2 days straight. Whenever
who put them on their win total board? Huh? Who picked them up? Huh?
I mean, that's fine.
Huh?
That's fine. That's after I had convinced you. Right. I want an apology, though. For both Josh Allen thinking it was stupid that he is overrated and that he was going to regress.
You don't deserve no damn apology. What are you talking
about? Cam, do you think I'm owed an apology?
Say a little bit. I'd say a little bit.
An apology.
For what?
For yesterday.
I didn't call you stupid yesterday. There's a difference between disagreeing and calling somebody stupid. Like, you went over the top and screamed at me for 30 minutes.
I don't think I ever called you stupid.
Come on. Well, you might not have said stupid, but that was the implication. So I just want to give you the chance to be the bigger man here and admit that I was right and that, I had some good foresight and you made me feel bad and tried to make me feel bad for being right. So
not great with apologies. I'd rather me just like not apologize or give you a fake-ass apology. Probably just not apologize.
You don't even have to apologize. You can just acknowledge me.
Yeah, I was wrong at the beginning and I changed my mind.
You're making it about yourself.
Right.
I want you to acknowledge me.
You were right, okay? Is that what you want to hear?
It is.
Huh?
About what? Which part?
The Bills were overrated. The Patriots were good.
Don't forget Josh Allen overrated
Josh
as well.
Josh Allen overrated,
and that the Patriots plus 340 was a ridiculous line for them to win the division.
I see what you're doing here. I get one prediction right when everybody else gets it wrong, but then you got to steal my thunder.
I get what's going on. That was the first thing you said to me whenever I come in with my lunch. Not a, hey, John, how you doing? It was just like, whenever you want to Hayden out there betting more money than he is comfortable with losing last night, and Dre was talking trash to him. Hayden literally tells him that he wants him to die alone. That's how bad Hayden was.
Pretty hurtful, too.
I know.
Pretty hurtful.
It was.
A little much, if you ask me.
It was.
A little much. I really didn't even say that much. Like I was talking smack. I just said, you know, just remember a guy getting asked, hey, you know, betting a lot of money on the Bills. Good idea. And I said no. Or that guy said no. Excuse me. I don't know necessarily who it was. But that guy said no. Tried to convince him. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to say.
Sure. Sure.
Wasn't talking smack. So maybe next time listen to that guy. That's all. That's all I was trying to say.
The 60-mile-an-hour wins were a pretty good indication that the Bills were probably going to be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
When you knew they couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
But I can't get over them throwing the ball 30 times. The funny part was that was a part of the draft analysis with Josh Allen. Big, strong arm. He can handle the wins in Buffalo.
Yeah. Well, how'd that go?
I don't think they were planning for this heavy of wins, but yeah. I mean, he made a couple good throws, like, down the stretch into the wind when he was throwing to the left. They were kind of talking about that on the broadcast a lot. And, like, yeah, that side throwing right into the wind, which makes sense. And then when he would throw it to the other side of the field and the wind kind of gets it a little bit.
Well, they tried a 50-yard pass, like, in the wind. Like, it blew out of bounds because, guys, there's 60-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, that was
nuts. The 10-yard passes could work. The wind can't really mess with that. But trying to kick it 60 yards seems really dumb.
Yeah.
Or throw it 60 yards seems really dumb.
Man, how about Diggs finally having the drop in? It was his first drop in, like, forever.
What moment was that?
He threw a deep ball, and it, like, Diggs kind of almost, like, lost it and just, like, bounced off his arms. Like, he was there. It should have been a touchdown, but, that was his first drop. I think he had the, like, longest stretch of any receiver without a drop, and could have used that one there.
Well.
When are you hitting the panic button?
The Bills?
Lose next week hitting the panic button? Or is it already
panic for what?
Panic time.
To miss the playoffs or to lose?
I would say miss the playoffs. That's what I'd be looking at right now. You're a seventh seed.
To lose the division, I would go ahead and hit the panic button. Yeah. It feels like they're in trouble there.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are a pretty decent favorite now.
I still think that, I'm still going to pick the Colts in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think New England's going to go into Indianapolis and beat the Colts, but maybe that'll be a fun game. That'll be a good one. And, I mean, Belichick scheming defense, him and Baby Belichick and Mayo, like, I'm sure they'll have something that's going to bother Carson Wentz, but, you know, I do think you can run on the Patriots. We saw that with the Titans' backup running backs running for 200 yards. Like, I do think Jonathan Taylor and the Colts have a chance to beat them. So, like, Buffalo, I would still give some chance of winning that division, but as far as making the playoffs, I mean,
Colts have the tiebreaker, and they're the next team out, you know, they're in the hunt there, so. I guess the Steelers, too, you know, with the tie or whatever. But really, it kind of feels like the Colts are the biggest threat in the hunt right now.
Steelers would have the tiebreaker as well, although like it's not going to come into play with the tie. But
yeah, good point.
Be funny if it did. Pittsburgh's going to look back and be like, we lost to the Lions for all intents and purposes if that tie keeps us out. Like,
yeah.
But if you're Buffalo, like, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the spread yet, but I'm imagining that – Tampa Bay is going to be, what, a 3.5-point favorite at home against Buffalo at least?
I would guess so. Let me see.
With as good as Tampa Bay is at home, like I would think, short rest, at least a 3.5-point favorite. Wouldn't be shocked if it was 5.5.
It is 3 at the moment.
Okay.
Really? I think it should be more than 3.
I guess the matchup would be like Buffalo – Tampa Bay doesn't give up rushing yards, but Buffalo doesn't want to run on the ground, so I guess you just have to do it in the air, and, you know, Tampa's secondary has been a little bit of their weakness, but I would just say, like, those linebackers are going to be able to chase down Josh Allen, and he's not going to be much of a factor in the run game, so I would lean heavily towards Tampa Bay -3 there, but if you look, they lose that game, 7-6, that's going to be an uphill battle, because they still have to go to New England.
Dropped at 500. Blink of an eye. How about that?
They play the Panthers in between, so they should beat the Panthers.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So they should, you know, worst case scenario, they're 7-6, beat the Panthers 8-6, but then they're back down to 8-7. But then they finish with the Falcons and Jets, and you would think at home in Buffalo they would win Buffalo's games. However, I will give Cam's Falcons credit. They have been pretty good at spoiling at least one game late in the season. Like they'll
get on the road too, right, Cam?
5-2 away from Mercedes-Benz this year.
They beat San Francisco 2 years ago.
Yep.
Was that 2 years ago, right?
Yep.
Whenever San Francisco was so good, they beat them in there last year. They should have beaten the Chiefs last year.
Yeah, we're close on that.
At the end of the season, right, in Kansas City.
They're good. Go back to when the Panthers were 15-0. We got them in the week last week.
They're good.
Our spoilers.
They're good at playing spoilers late in the season, so that would be one that Buffalo could maybe drop. So I still think they make the playoffs. I still see 10-7 kind of as the absolute floor there. Mm-hmm.
That should get you in, right?
I would think so.
10-7.
I think 9-8 has a good chance of still getting you in when it's all said and done. But
Chargers and Bengals are the other two wild card teams, and I don't think anybody has a whole lot of faith in them to finish out the season, 10-7, whatever.
But I will say with Pittsburgh and Indianapolis, I mean, both those teams showing life at least. I don't know how good Pittsburgh is, but Pittsburgh, their schedule is just so tough down the stretch. They play the at Minnesota on Thursday. That's going to be tough. Play the Titans at home the next week. It's going to be a dogfight. At the Chiefs, home for the Browns, at the Ravens. It feels like Pittsburgh's not going to be a playoff team with that schedule. No. The Colts have it much easier. They play the Patriots, and then I think still have like one with the Texans, or I guess one with the Jaguars. I got the Cardinals too, at Cardinals, home for Raiders. So if you're the Colts, you're kind of probably like you'd lock in 10-7, which probably gets you in the playoff, probably.
10-7 could be tough,
especially if it comes down to 10-7 Buffalo.
They have back to back Saturday games. The Colts do. It's
yep. Kind
of strange.
Yep. Patriots, Cardinals, back to back. Home for the Patriots at the Cardinals.
Tough couple games.
Yeah.
The NFL scheduling. What are we doing here? Why did they not flex out the Bears and Packers on Sunday Night Football? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Traditional rival with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't give a rip. Are you kidding me? The Bears are eliminated essentially.
Yeah. No, it's stupid. And the NFL, I guess, just doesn't prioritize. They know we're going to watch no matter what. And like, hey, you got Aaron Rodgers on there? Yeah, you guys will watch Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You like Aaron Rodgers, right? Okay, so you'll watch. Cool. You got Devontae Adams on your fantasy team? Okay, you'll watch. Chicago, big market. You guys will hate watch. Who would you rather have on there? I mean, I don't want to see Raiders-Chiefs again. I don't want to see Browns-Ravens again.
49ers-Bengals would be kind of maybe an interesting game. I know it's not really a playoff picture, maybe.
I mean, I'd rather have Cowboys-Washington on there.
The only thing is they play Sunday night 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
So it's kind of
They don't want to rematch there.
Yeah, I was going to say two Sunday night games in 3 weeks.
You could put the Bills-Bucks on there, but I would imagine that CBS has protected that. You'd think CBS wants to keep that game. So not really any other options that you could put on there unless you want to watch Titans and Jaguars play. Which I don't think anyone wants to watch.
I think I'd rather watch Todd's Jaguars than the Packers Bears, honestly. Okay. I think it might be a closer game.
Monday night, going to win again. Rams Cardinals, that's a big matchup.
Yeah.
Monday night, going to have two big ones back to back.
Division games, too. How about that?
So you look ahead to this NFL schedule. I mean, I think you're now at the point where pretty much every game is going to feel like it has big playoff implications. Steelers Vikings might as well be a loser leaves town match. Titans need to get back on track against the Jaguars as they try to fight for seeding. Ravens, Browns, two teams that are, quite frankly, still fighting for the playoffs. Like the Ravens, you could easily see kind of free falling to 9-8 or 10-7. The Browns are 6-6 already, fighting for their lives. And the Ravens don't have a layup left. They play at Browns, home for Packers, at Bengals, who beat the hell out of them in Baltimore, home against the Rams, and home against the Steelers. They don't have a layup left.
Damn. Rams and Packers?
Yep. Oof. Rams, Packers, and three division games. And they've already lost to two of those teams in the division. And barely beat the other one. So the Ravens, that was a really bad loss against Pittsburgh. They're probably going to regret that at the end of the year. So you could actually see the Ravens falling apart.
Yeah.
Which isn't good for my win total. Draft pool, because they might end up with 9 wins. But could easily see it. With the Browns, it feels like a must win in Cleveland. Raiders, Chiefs, kind of same thing. Chiefs rolling. They got their eyes set on the one seed. Or at least the two seed. Trying to hold off in the division. Raiders fighting for their life. Saints, Jets, kind of a dud, but at least the Saints ain't dead yet. It's a layup game you're supposed to get back on track with. Cowboys football team, all of a sudden a pretty damn big game.
Yep.
If you're Washington, you win that game. You continue to control your own destiny, and you'll set up a big matchup in 2 weeks in Dallas where you could theoretically pass the Cowboys if you beat them.
Channing, we want Dallas.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out very well.
We want Dallas. Wow.
It didn't work out very well for the Eagles when they wore those shirts in like week three, and you had their coach wearing that. They got killed. If I was watching,
I don't think it ever works
along.
Out. I don't think it typically ever works out when you do the "we want this, we want that,"
probably
and then
not.
You get it, and it never works out.
Probably not. Somehow, some way, Cam, Falcons, Panthers. Playoff implications for both teams.
I know. I love it. I love it. I'm glad we're on the road. Thank goodness. Let's get out of our stadium.
I guess I might have found one. Seahawks, Texans. That one.
Seahawks are alive, John.
Nah,
they're alive.
I'm going to say that's
alive and well.
I'll check back in if they're 8-8 heading into week 17. Otherwise, they're not alive, and they're not definitely not well. So I will say I was watching some of that game. I guess they had the red zone on at the end of the night, and they were trying so hard to get Adrian Peterson a touchdown, and
he did it, though. They did it.
He didn't get one, I don't think.
Peterson scored.
He must have scored early in the game then, because at the end of the game, he did not score, and they were trying to feed him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he scored it.
It was like a one-yard run, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One-yard touchdown.
Okay, I must have missed that one. They must have been trying to give him a second one. He's like, this guy can't move. Well, apologies to Adrian Peterson. I missed his first touchdown.
Yeah, I think he's the only player to score a touchdown for, I think it was six different teams, something like that, or rush for a touchdown for six different teams.
Good for him. Giants, Chargers.
Upset alert.
Woo-wee.
Without Daniel Jones.
Is Jones still going to be gone?
Yeah,
I guess they said
out.
Jake Fromm's going to be making his first start, right?
Hey, here we go.
That's
nobody's
game
nobody's got a lot of film on Jake Fromm. I'll tell you that much.
You don't need much film on Jake Fromm.
Come in, guy. You don't really know what to expect. You never know.
You kind of know what they expect.
You're telling me that I guarantee they'll cover that 10.5 point spread. That's probably going to be one of my picks. We know the Chargers. A big win like that, you know they're going to lay a dud. You know.
Kind of surprised that the Jake Fromm survived that little like racial controversy he had.
Yeah.
I almost forgot about that.
After the draft.
Because
nobody
cared because it was Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
Did he get cut, though? Because he started with the Lions. Did he get released because of that situation?
I don't think
no?
so.
Was it just
I don't think he
play,
did either.
Yeah.
Because he got signed, they said, like just a couple weeks ago with the Giants.
Yeah, he was on the practice squad somewhere.
49ers, Bengals, pretty big one.
That's a big one for both of those teams.
49ers going to feel bad for losing that game in Seattle. That's beautiful.
Yeah, if they lose this one, oof.
Yeah, they need this one bad. Bengals kind of need it too. They're going to stay in step for that division. I told you, if you're the Bengals, you probably feel pretty good about your chance to win that division, right?
The tiebreaker.
When you look around and you see the Ravens' like remaining schedule.
Yeah, and you already got a couple good division wins in there, so they're 1 point underdogs in this game.
Are the Browns going to end up having a chance to win that division? Because again, the Ravens are going to lose some games.
I mean, they're playing the Ravens this week. So.
Bengals still 49ers at Broncos, Ravens, Chiefs, Browns. I mean,
I'm honestly shocked that the Browns are favored. I get the Ravens aren't that good, but the Browns also stink.
Coming off a bye as well. Maybe. I mean, I thought the Browns were as good as the Ravens when they played on Sunday night 2 weeks ago. It's just Baker couldn't make it. That reverse they tried to Jarvis Landry was stupid. They just kept doing dumb stuff. But it does feel like Myles Garrett and Javion Clowney are there just to chase after Lamar, kind of bother him more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. We already talked about the Bills and Bucks. That's big. Bears-Packers, as the Packers try to stay and, you know, maybe catch the Cardinals.
Might be kind of nice, though. Watch football all day Sunday and then, you know, pop in a movie Sunday night. How about that? Get away from the football.
Just skip away from it.
Yeah, just
assume that Aaron Rodgers is going to beat the Bears. He always does.
He owns them.
Yeah. Assume that's going to happen. And then come back Monday for Rams-Cardinals, which is pretty big. Packers could be the one seed coming out of the weekend.
Yeah.
Every week feels like – every game feels like a playoff moment.
Cardinals by 3 is the line right now.
Seems low.
Yeah.
After what they did to them when they played in L.A., and after the way the Rams have kind of played the last couple weeks, that seems low. Maybe it's a game the Rams rally and kind of remind everybody they're good, but I don't see it with them anymore.
Yeah, -115 on the +3 right now.
-115 on the +3?
Yep.
Okay. So I guess that means that -105 on the Cardinals, -3?
Yep.
Gotcha. Hour one of Talk Sports is brought to you by the book at Harris Cherokee. They offer a huge viewing area with a 90-foot screen. You can check in all the games, check in on the action. They got 3 private fan caves. It's the ultimate way to experience game day with your friends. Fan caves offer guests a massive 85-inch HD TV plus 2 43-inch 4K TVs and convenient access to betting stations. Go take in some sports gambling live and in person at the book at Harris Cherokee. Send us to break, Cam. We'll come back. I guess we'll do our power rankings. We missed them last week because of Thanksgiving. Too much to squeeze in.
Yep.
Not enough time. We'll get to that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Rankings. Rankings.
All right, Cam, hit me with your, I guess, where we at? Post-week 13, pre-week 14 NFL Power Rankings?
Yes, that would be right. That would be correct. All right, well, number five, welcome back into the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, they're probably second, third hottest team in the NFL right now. Five-game win streak. Defense is playing great. If the defense keeps playing like this, I know they still have some questions on offense. Won't really matter if your defense is holding teams to like 14 points a game. I think Patrick Mahomes can muster up more than that. So, Kansas City starting to streak a little bit. We'll see if they carry this momentum going. And could be a really dangerous team you do not want to face in the playoffs. Coming in at number four, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers are still a pretty solid team. I wouldn't say they're under the radar or anything, but they're just quietly chugging along, still doing what they're supposed to do. Handling business, 1-3 in a row for them as well. So, on a little win streak, and they're still looking pretty good. Tom Brady's throwing it like crazy, waiting for his arm to fall off. But as of now, it's still attached, so gotta give him some credit. Number three, I put the New England Patriots. They're just hottest team in the NFL right now. I mean, they basically just showed last night they can win in almost any way they need to do. 7 in a row. Started 2-4. That's insane. Since being 2-4, they have rocked out 7 in a row. They're 7-1 in the AFC. Like they are, they're handling business, and they are really going to be a problem by the time they get to playoffs with this defense. Only giving up 200 total points this year.
What was our last loss? Man, that must have been a really good team that beat this. The hottest team in the NFL, the best team in the AFC. Who was their last loss?
They've only given up 200 points this year. Lowest in the NFL. The defense has been great. If they keep putting that up, and, I mean, they can run the football. Mac Jones doesn't make mistakes. They can be a very dangerous team. Number two.
That reminds me. We need to go pull the audio from before and after that game of Draven Bash of the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
That was a team. That's what we need to do.
Number two, I have the Green Bay Packers. I think the Packers also have been pretty good defensively as of late. Aaron Rodgers still rocking it out. They're still doing things. They look like a pretty good team. They're about to get a lot of guys back in the next few weeks, too. They're talking about, you know, all their, like, Jair Alexander, Za'Darius Smith. People like that are starting to get, you know, close to return. So if they get those guys back, they'll be even more dangerous than they are now. Aaron Rodgers still a pretty bad man out there. Packers looking good. And then I got to give number one to the Arizona Cardinals. They weathered the storm of Kyler being out with Colt McCoy. Didn't really slip much while doing it either. And then now Kyler's back. He looked all right, but hey, get some rust off before you get a big game against the Rams this week. Beating down the Bears, but at 10-2, hard to not give him credit for that, especially, like I said, with going to stretch with Colt McCoy as your quarterback. Got to give him credit. They've looked pretty good. Kingsbury, defying the odds a little bit. Nobody thought this would really be where he would have a team, but here they are, and yeah, I had to rank them number one.
Yeah, it was really tough for me to get a top five together. I feel like right now it seems like there are three teams and then everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a fourth team if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
That they've kind of earned. I have a really tough time finding a fifth team. I went back and forth. I ultimately gave it to the Patriots.
Okay.
Just because I didn't. I mean, I still think a healthy Titans team is going to beat them when they play, but I didn't want to deal with everyone responding to my tweets. What about the Patriots? Beat them. And I didn't want to explain the nuance of, well, you know, they're injured, they're on the road, all these things, whatever. Patriots number five for now, although I don't really feel confident that they are the fifth best team in the NFL. They have won, like you said, what, 7 in a row?
7 in a row.
It's pretty good. Their strength of victory, 471. Or strength of victory actually only 426. So the teams they've beaten with a 42.6 win percentage, not very good. Their schedule hasn't been very tough compared to the other teams in the AFC. But
yep.
I give them the nod at number five. Number four, I went with the Chiefs. Chiefs have beaten good teams. Their strength of victory maybe deserves an asterisk for the Green Bay win because, you know, they get credit for beating a Green Bay team that is 9-3, even though, like, we know that that wasn't the Green Bay team.
Yep.
That's 9-3. Still have questions about their offense, although it does seem to be a little bit better now that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is back. Like, been a little bit better. Defense has been much, much improved. That was, you know, comically their weak point.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten better. It's at least respectable now. So I will say that the Chiefs right now are currently the fourth best team in the NFL. Then I think there's a seismic gap right now of teams I have confidence in. Number three, Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. They just keep rolling on. Tom Brady seems like he is going to win MVP at this point, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny at his age that he's just going to roll to another MVP. 9-3, big game coming up against Buffalo. I anticipate they win that game. Number two, I actually went with the Cardinals at number two. 10-2, beating teams without Kyler, beating teams with Kyler, doesn't matter. They're just beating teams. Strength of victory, though, only a 42.5 on the win percentage, so they haven't necessarily beaten great teams.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Rams, beat the Titans. Had a chance to beat my number one team, though, and failed.
That's true.
Home. Whenever he had no receivers. So number one to me is the Green Bay Packers. Number one is the Green Bay Packers. 9-3.
Fair point.
I throw out two of their losses. One with Aaron Rodgers on the bench against the Chiefs and week one COVID. Everyone knows week one COVID. It's just kind of a...
Yeah, we can throw the week ones
throw
away.
That one kind of out. Yeah. And other than that, they lost by 3 points to the Vikings, which... Who knows with the Vikings? Sometimes they're a top five team. Sometimes they're terrible. Yeah. Sometimes their offense is the best in the league. Sometimes they lose to the Detroit Lions. So... that's a loss. I won't call it a bad loss. That's a loss. Draven, your thoughts on my top five? Pretty Patriots, good. Chiefs, Bucks, Cardinals, Packers.
I like Packers at one. I do think the Packers best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah. I mean, I know they have one more loss than the Cardinals, but again, I can explain at least the one without having Rodgers.
No,
and it's not like
– That's a good point.
I understand that the Cardinals didn't have Murray a couple games, but who they beat with without him, they beat what, the Seahawks 49ers. And the 49ers?
Yep.
So, I mean, was it the 49ers? Was it their team they beat?
That was might have been a little bit earlier.
I thought the 49ers was when they played with Trey Lance. I thought Trey Lance was out that game, not the other way around. They lost to Carolina without Kyler.
That's it.
Yeah, it was San Francisco then if he played that other game.
Oh, yeah, they swept them both without.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Beat them 31-17. That's right. Okay. I just thought San Francisco had been playing better than that. But, yeah. Cardinals, number two.
Makes sense.
Packers beat them head-to-head in Arizona, so I have to acknowledge that they are better, in my opinion. Tom Brady, we talked about him, currently plus 150 to win MVP. When I was cutting out some live reads to send to FanDuel, I did come across me screaming Tom Brady at 12-1 was going to be the MVP.
Yeah.
Wish I'd have got it 12-1. I didn't take it. Aaron Rodgers, number two, at plus 550. Kyler at 7-1. Josh Allen somehow still at 9.5-1. I don't understand what the hell they're watching.
Can you stop this? My goodness.
Mahomes at 10-1. Dak at 12-1. That's your top, I guess, what, six people, seven people?
Is that really kind of sounds like it's going to come down to who gets the one seed, right? I mean, essentially, I know play well down the stretch, but.
I don't even know if it matters for Tampa. Like, I think Tampa can get the two seed, and Brady can still win MVP.
Just keeps balling. Yeah. Which, I mean, their schedule's pretty easy.
Which, like we've talked about, they might end up as the one seed. But it's just Carolina. Arizona's got a game lead on them. So we got to catch Green Bay as well. I don't know who has the tiebreaker between those two.
Me neither.
But, yeah. Your top three quarterbacks in the NFC, the top three teams in the NFL, I think. And that's your MVP odds right there. Hour one in the books. We'll kick off hour two of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.